Facebook's parent company is planning its first significant layoffs in its history, and it's not alone. Lyft, the rideshare company, is cutting about 700 jobs. Amazon has frozen corporate hiring. There are reports Apple is also freezing hiring across most of the company. So let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, start with Meta, the parent company of Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook. Reported to be announcing this big set of layoffs soon. They've never done this before. What's going on?
It's been an annus horribilis for Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, which they now call Meta. For starters, you look at engagement on Facebook Blue, Instagram, you know, their various properties, and it's just losing share and mind share to TikTok nonstop. He's been a lightning rod for controversies. You and I have covered him quite a bit. All told, the stock is down 75% from its all-time high in 2021, and it shed something like $700 billion of market capitalization. So like many tech firms, you're looking for cloud cover for cost pruning, if you will.
But, you know, I have to ask, because I'm sure people are thinking of the most recent news. They're thinking, wait, cuts? Or, you know, we've heard about this on the Twitter front. You know, Elon Musk sent out those emails laying off and firing so many people. But then we heard they're trying to get some of them back, which they can't because they're not on the company email anymore. But you know, is that just a Twitter problem right now?
Gosh, they're going to be writing business school case studies on how not to lay off half your workforce.
Yes.
If you come in, you know, begrudgingly having paid $44 billion, you didn't really, really want to buy this, and you had an axe to grind against several departments. You had the CEO and everybody walked out. You should be a little more surgical and tactical, especially if you need revenue to come back. As we saw, this has been a train wreck kind of in slow-mo. We've been watching him on Twitter. We've been watching him get ratioed on Twitter. And right now, they have other VCs advising him and tech people saying, no, we can't run this business without these essential workers. You have to bring them back and pay them.
Well, but so explain why. What's the difference between that and, you know, other companies? Google, Microsoft just said to be shedding staff. So, you know, why there?
I think it's very ego-driven and idiosyncratic at Twitter. But Google and Microsoft, look, they staffed up enormously in this enormous tech run. I mean, spending was not an issue. They went out and poached from various other firms. You wanted to sit on programmers and engineers because they were so hard and expensive to hire. But now if you have this self-fulfilling prophecy of an economic slowdown or margin compression or interest rates going higher, it gives you an excuse if you were looking to prune, or, you know, the sad metaphor is kind of trim the grass, trim the lawn. Mm-hmm. And companies do this in slowdowns so they can be more profitable when revenue picks up again.
So am I hearing from you, does this reflect something we're about to see in the economy in general? Is this having to do with high tech?
This is the $16 trillion question. Are we barreling into a recession or not? I don't see evidence yet that it's recessionary. We're still creating jobs. These companies want to hang on to programmers. But look, when you see profit contraction coming, you lay off workers.
Okay. We only have a few seconds here, but I'm probably admitting real stupidity here. But when you said Elon Musk is getting ratioing, What does that mean?
Ratioed on Twitter when people are blasting him. The number, you know, there's this verb, the people who like you or retweet you versus blast you. I mean, and his ratio numbers have just been terrible. It's been a horrid week from him on this platform that he now owns.
Am I the only one who didn't know that?
Look it up, Robin Young.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.